We'll call the meeting to order and ask the geologist, Mr. Noble, to present the agenda.
The January 13th, 1976 hearing is now in session. The first case on the docket is case number 1307. On a motion of the commission to consider the application of Continental Oil Company for an order of the commission directing shut-in bottom hole pressure tests on certain producing wells in the Dickinson Heath Sand Unit and the South Hart Heath Pool, Stark County, North Dakota. Will all those who may wish to testify in case number 1307 please stand and take the oath? In this matter here before us, do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. I do.
Proceed.
Please, the commission, I'm Ernest Darnfleck, PO Box 1436, Bismarck, appearing in this matter on behalf of Continental Oil Company. Gentlemen, if you recall, some months ago, September, Continental Oil Company asked permission to have to drill certain line injection wells to inject water in that area between what is known as the South Hart Field and the extremities of what is known as the Dickinson Heath Field. And at that hearing, Continental registered some concern that there might now or in the future be drainage by the South Park wells from the Dickinson well. And there was some conversation as to pressures and a lot of questions as to drainage and many questions as to what the reservoir performance really was. And there were questions about bottom hole pressures versus the initial drill stem pressures. And so as a result of all this, and in an effort to gather some additional scientific data solely for the purpose of determining just what the performance in this reservoir actually is, at least was one of the factors to aid in determining what the performance is, Continental has proposed that a shut-in bottom hole pressure test program be inaugurated for these wells. And there are five or six wells involved. I'm not sure if the one well in South Hart is producing or not, but there are five or six wells involved. And the application that has been filed sets out in detail the procedure for running these shut-in bottom hole pressure tests. Continental is in a position to run these tests with their engineering staff if the parties and the survey feel that this is satisfactory. They can run it at competitive prices, if it's desired by anybody, that it be done by some outside independent source. There is no objection to this. Continental has a computer service that they would make available for the program at no charge after this data is obtained, and which would facilitate the ultimate plotting of the information and data that's obtained. We discussed this matter this morning with other interested persons in the area, namely Bauer, Mr. Land, and Mexico, and there is no objection by these other owners and operators in the area involved to the proposed program. They do have a couple suggestions, and I'm reviewing this now for you, and then if the commission desires, we Charles here, representatives from all the other parties are here, testify, give you any additional scientific information you need. I can't testify as an expert. I never tried, as you know. And
think you're numerous.
And anyway, if you desire, they could get into more detail, but there is no objection to the program by any of the parties. Just question whether the commission now and the survey staff feel that this is proper. Mexico and Lamb and Bauer have suggested that if this program is inaugurated pursuant to order of the commission, that the shut-in bottom hole pressure test that'll be made now on the wells in South Harn be considered in lieu of any required test under existing orders for the South Harn field for the applicable period of time. So that there'd be no sense in running these tests and then in a short time have to run other possible pressure surveys. And the other suggestion that was made was that the 72-hour shut-in period not be necessarily rigidly adhered to. If based upon sound engineering practices, it was determined that the 72-hour period was not necessary. This, again, we're getting into engineering matters, but as I understand it, if there's a stabilization prior to the 72 hours, then it's necessary to go beyond that. Is that correct? Now, at this time, we'll put on Mr. Carr is available for testimony to go and explain in detail the proposed program, if you wish. Or if you have any questions, the gentlemen are available.
In reviewing the specifics that are referred to in the application number 7, I was interested in that 72-hour. Is that suggested that that would be a total of 72 hours before any testing is taken in any of the wells in order to stabilize the bottom hole pressure? And then the plan that all tests would be taken at the same time? Some would be a longer duration if the wells had to be tested successively.
Charles Tarr. The idea was to shoot the fluid levels in all the wells, make sure we get good fluid level shots, then shut in all wells simultaneously, and then on each well take periodic fluid level shots until all the wells are stabilized, that is, fluid level continues to rise in case the pressure doesn't. And at the time that all the wells are stabilized, or 72 hours, then put them back on production. So if we reach stabilized condition in all the wells before 72 hours, well, we wouldn't want to continue the test beyond that. You don't get any meaning from that. But the test would be made on each well, right? And I believe they are in Appendix A, paragraph E, on page 2. It says that we take these tests at a certain periodic interval. By taking these tests at various intervals, we have enough data points to extract. Does that answer your question there?
Yeah.
Outline.
that mandate, and that's why I'm coming here to check it. There is one matter that hasn't been touched on in the testimony of our conversations with the Continental. They have incurred the injection well, section 33, number 41 well, the injection well, section 34, number 48 well, the injection well, number 26, I believe it is, section 27, that prior to the 72-hour survey recommended by the Continental, that prior to starting that test, that the Continental would discontinue water meters 72 hours prior to starting these proposed systems.
In other words, you shut in 72 hours prior to the initial 72-hour shut-in period.
Yes, okay. Then we would not have any between the water and the There's one other point probably should make in our application is suggested that the state geologist pick a time to conduct these tests. Everybody is agreeable that it isn't necessary to do it during January and February. Somewhere along the head, a lot of orange or something like that, the weather looks reasonably good.
We have nothing further to present than unless the commissioner's staff.
I would want to confer with the geological survey here if the request of Mr. Pierce is compatible with the needs and requirements of the survey and its information, and if these tests could in fact suffice as you were suggesting. What is your response to that?
The thing is, the order requires that the test to be taken in the South Park field be taken by bomb. Do both of you feel that fluid levels will give an accurate determination of the pressure?
I think it can be calculated fairly accurately. It won't be quite as accurate as bomb, but I think can pressure information the way it's proposed.
Charlie, has Conoco ever run an analysis on the gas produced there in the heat pool at Dickinson?
We have analyzed the mole content of gas. Sure, yeah, but I'm almost positive it could have a very high magnitude. Would you like to think on top of
Well, I'd analysis? Just like to know if there's enough nitrogen in the gas to make any processed gas not pipeline quality?
Well, that's a real easy question to answer, because there's not enough fuel gas to treat the crude oil and mix a little bit of propane. Now, in the unit, we have, we're just in the process of completing the installation of the central tank side. We're using the heat from the water.
I think he's trying to determine the heat value of the gas per cubic foot.
I can supply that, I believe.
And to your knowledge, this is common among heat pools. This type of gas is.
It is not common in Montana. That place is a base market. Our heat food content over there is about 1,350 heat food per foot.
Thank you.
Does anyone else wish to testify? It's case 1307. No other testimony.
I don't suppose it's relevant to the hearing, other than to kind of overlook number five. Does that indicate that, or do we have an application pending for injection of two line protection wells?
No, we do not.
No, and that's are we sort of put on notice that that application is in the wing?
Well, not necessarily so.
Kind of nice to know what's coming.
Not necessarily. I think that would be trying to second guess at what the bottom hole survey, pressure survey, is going to demonstrate. I think those decisions have to be made after the data.
It doesn't say
possible
request. It says.
The recent information.
I don't want to inject that into this. I just said there was no qualification of the possibility of the request.
Right.
It just says.
Well, I'll take the blame for that. I
won't inject that. Well,
Governor, I may make a comment on the line. In September hearing, one of the exhibits showed me two people on exhibit one. That particular hearing, there were two lease mine injection wells were discussed, of which the next one has three people that participated in half the cost. I think it's an easy to work with the phone. But these wells we had built such fine as after we had South Park. At this point in time, we were trying to go ahead and tie. We had prepared the engineering study setting up parameters, ordinance information, consent to worship, so on and so forth. The agreement agreement and operating agreement are being drafted at this point in time. And I would ask them to send out.
There's no other testimony, then that will close this portion of the hearing. The commission will take it under advisement.